Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Sinkton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ossie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Millies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to third. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Pete reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards short. Bluch catches it and throws to second to double up Radcliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Lewis moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 0 for 1 in the game. Sington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-1 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Quell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Quell reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sington takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Simmons scores. Sington goes all the way around to score. Bludge moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-2 in the game. Millies hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Pete Appleton now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Bonura moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0 for 3 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mulehaus pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sington, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Sid Cohen now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.